We're going to be sharing something, maybe 5 more minutes. Well, we know what is going on in this chapter. The Lord Jesus is in a situation, seeing 5,000 men, at least men. Maybe the Lord started to think, maybe they should be hungry. So we're going to be reading about two different parts of the Bible. We're going to be reading John 6, and if you can also look for Matthew 14:14. So we're going to be reading in the Bible what is the Lord going to tell us in this part. John 6, and the Lord, the Bible say, after this thing, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and the great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did in them that were diseased. And Jesus went up to the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw the great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what is going will do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And if you have Matthew 14:14, we can read 2 verses here, maybe 3. And we can see the other view of other writer of Matthew and say, and Jesus went forth and saw the great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples come unto him and saying, this is a desert place and the time is now past, send the multitude away that they might go into village and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need no depart, give ye them to eat. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this moment. Thank you so much for what you are doing in Argentina. Thank you, Lord, for all the good news we can receive today. And we pray you, Lord, you can teach us something from this part of the Bible. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. So, something really briefly I want to tell about, you know, normally when I hear this passage in John, is the only one who talk about, in the gospel, is the only one who talking about a lad. And every time we focus on how old was that lad, but in this moment I want to share the 3 different peoples we can see around Jesus. It's 3 different peoples, the 3 have different answers, different ways to think. And we want to start with the one who read in the last part. Shows we can find in all the other gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, they say, Lord, it's late. You should tell to them they have to, you know, depart and go in. They find the solution for themselves. They go and have to go in and buy food. And the Lord say, they don't need to go. You can give to them food. You can give to them bread. And we can see these people, always they have the solution really quickly. Say, well, you're sick, you should go into the doctor. You need money, you should get a job. It's really easy. And it's not really something we can say is wrong, but it's not what the Lord is asking us to do. The Lord is saying here, they don't need to go in apart. You should give to them what they need. So, in one way, we can see these people, you know, saying, well, but, you know, if they can do it for themselves, what about if they do it? But the Lord is asking us something special here and saying, they don't need to go in apart. you should be giving to them food. But then the Lord knows about these three different groups. We have this group who say, I think the majority of the disciples, I believe, they came and say, it's time to go, no more miracles, it's close to the evening. So Jesus tell them, and they go in and buy food. If they don't have money, well, they will see later what is going on. And that is something, is not really nice, even when you have Jesus right there and knowing what the Lord Jesus can do. We have the second group here, and we can put name to them. We have Philip and Andrew. Philip is the one who say, how much money we need? 150, 200, 400 pesos, it's not gonna be enough. No, you need more money. Or even with Andrew, who even he introduced to Jesus, this lad, he said he has just, you know, 5 bread and 2 fishes. What is this for so many? It's not enough. Always we're gonna find people like this say, well, it's not enough, you know. We think about how much we need and how much we need to, you know, cover all, but what we have right now is not enough. We have people who say, well, other people have to take care of them, and other, even if we have 200 worth penny worth, this is not gonna be enough. We short. But we have, and sadly, I would like to say other group, but it's no other group. We have a group of people saying it's not enough. Other people saying we don't have enough money. But just one lad who came and say, I know it's not enough. And even I hear Andrew, when I show to him what I have, he say it's not enough. But well, he went and told to Jesus. What I can see here is faith, different kind of faith, or different kind of have the solution. We know here, and we know different problems, and we have some problems where the solution is not the money. Maybe you have good quantity of money, but you have a problem, and even with that money, you're gonna be enough to pay something good, but you will not find the solution. But I like what this lad say. Maybe he was 12, maybe he was 15 year old, I don't know. But say, I wanna do my contribution for what the Lord wanna do. Because I hear the Lord Jesus saying, we don't need to go in because I wanna be close to Jesus. So I don't wanna go. And I know also we have about 5,000 men around here, and maybe they're gonna be hungry. But I want to do my contribution because my contribution in Jesus' hands is going to be the difference, going to be the big difference. I don't know how this lad show up, you know, between 5,000 people and be around, but I know he know what is going on because he was close to Jesus, and he believed in him, and he believed all the stories in that moment he hear about Jesus, you know, like the Samaritan woman, what happened in the wedding with the water turning in wine. Say, maybe he's doing good stuff in other places. Maybe he can do it here too. So I want to put my 5 bread and my 2 fishes in the Lord's hands, and he will do the difference. I will trust in Jesus. I will be close to Jesus to hear what he wants to do. And I will do my part, my little part. I know it's not enough. I know. Even I hear the other people saying, even 200 penny worth is not enough. Even these 5 fishes, 5 bread and 2 fishes, you know, it's not enough. But I want to put it in the Lord's hand because something can happen. Because I believe in him. We know what happened that day. The Lord Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and 5,000 men, plus, I will say, plus women and children, they receive the food. Today we started, I am here because I want to tell what the Lord is doing. And the Lord continue doing stuff. The Lord is alive. We know when I preach the gospel to the children, I tell to them, well, the majority of them believe in Mary, the Virgin Mary, and say, well, the Virgin Mary in one moment died, and I believe she is in heaven, but nothing more. And if you believe in other stuff, like, I don't know, Buddhism or, you know, other leaders, big leaders, they are already dead, but Jesus died and 3 days later rose again. So our Lord, our God, Jesus, is alive. So he's the one who you can do your contribution to Jesus, and he will take care of the rest. In some way, I want to say thank you for all what you're doing, but what represent for you 5 bread and 2 fishes? Well, maybe you should be thinking about it. To me, 5 bread and 2 fishes is my life. And I know for Rebecca too. And we decide several years ago to put it in the Lord's hand because he will do something amazing. And he's doing. We can see already fruit about what the Lord is doing. So I want to invite you to think about what is your 5 bread and 2 fishes. And I want to invite you to you put it in the Lord's hand because he will do something amazing. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for being with us in this morning, teaching us, helping us, let us see what is going on in different countries. We pray, Lord, you be taking care of us, helping us to, you know, trust in you, be close to you, to hear what is what you want to do, to help you, Lord, what we with the stuff we have, and let us see what you can do. We pray, Lord, and I pray especially for this church. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing place you think about even more than 40 years ago, and we can be here together talking about not just what you're doing here in Greencastle, in Pennsylvania, but what you are doing in different countries. Thank you, Lord, for these people, and I pray for them, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for your patience. I remember about 10 years ago when I came here and Rebecca was helping me doing the translation. So the Lord is good. Praise the Lord.